It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In 1953, authorities found a Japanese soldier hiding in the Philippine jungles. The soldier, who had been hiding there for 9 years, was unaware that World War II was over. The poor soldier wasted 9 years of his life, foolishly, hiding in the jungles. As strange as that story may seem, it is not as strange as another that could be told over and over again of countless individuals who are hiding, they think, from God. We're much like the first man, Adam. We know we've sinned against him and attempt to hide behind the bush. Well, not literally behind the bush, but we hide. Sometimes we blame it on our work. You see, we work on Sunday, or so hard during the week, or our job is so confining. Sometimes we hide behind the faults of others. Oh, Joe is a Christian, and look at him. Sometimes we hide behind our independence. I don't need God. However we do it, there are indeed many who are hiding from the God who searched for Adam and for us. It's true that God is searching for us. We don't have to hide anymore. Jesus taught us that. God is not a God that we have to hide from when we have sinned against him. He is a God that will forgive if we will only ask him with a devout heart. This is one of the greatest truths that the Galilean ever proclaimed. Remember that younger son who had sinned against his father? Remember how the father loved him and ran to meet him? Well, God is like that father. God is searching because he loves us. That was the reason for the cross, the tomb, and the resurrection. He was searching for man, trying to bring all men to him. We cannot, even though we try, hide from him. Even though Adam hid himself, and even though we're told God asked where he was, God knew where he was. Adam couldn't hide. Neither can we. We can ignore him, or disregard him, or even run from him. But we cannot escape him. The soldier in the Philippine jungles was living under the false assumption that if he was found, some terrible and lasting punishment awaited him. For that reason, he dared not expose himself. And there are those who are fleeing from God, hiding from him, because they believe some terrible and lasting punishment awaits them. The soldier found that those whom he thought to be his enemies had become his friends. That's what the repentant human finds about God. Thinking he was going to punish, they find forgiveness when they truly ask for it. Why did the soldier remain hidden all those years? Because he made no attempt to find out the facts of the situation. Why do so many of us hide from God for so long? For the simple reason that we've made no attempt to find out the facts about the love of God. Thinking ourselves safe and secure apart from God, we wind up losing everything God has promised and has in store for us. The greatest injustice that we could do ourselves would be to remain hiding and fail to seek the love of God which awaits us.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.